treat you unkindly. If that's what you want, but you stay inside me, inside of my heart, unbound at the start. Now your heart has been broken.
You just heard Tomb by Angelo De Augustine, and I love that song. I think it's perfect for dreary Vancouver weather, even though we haven't been having a whole lot of that this month. But that song makes me feel like I'm walking through an art museum on a dreary day. So hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And my name is Sarah, and this is my first episode of my new show called Feeling Sounds. And this show is basically going to be a show about indie music, and I'm going to be talking about the way that it makes me feel, or just like the feelings associated with it, you know, coming from all different perspectives. So yeah, this is my first show, and I'm going to be playing a couple songs for you guys today. The second one is Orange by Spilt Milk Society. Oh, sorry about that. And I love this song. The guitar solo is amazing, so listen for that. And this one just came out, and they're this band from England, and they have some really good stuff. So, Orange by Spilt Milk Society.
No, I love you for whatever it is you do. We're up above and out of reach for a minute or two. Big Brother's had his eye on us for a while. You know I love her, but the foreign taking it. What's up above will be abuse for the highest bid. It's time to leave, so of jobs to do. My mother's holding her head in her hands. I'm too high to organize. You understand? Oh. I know it's early, but it's time to break it down. I'd rather run away to face the frown. Oh yeah. Cold evenings on a skiing holiday in the winter. We
1, 2, 3, 4.
Before we get started, I'll clean this up. No use drinking from a leaking cup. You know what I mean? Not really, it seems. And when we get going, we keep it sane. Change is as good as a holiday. I'm not claiming I'm some patron saint.
You just heard Walking on Eggshells by Courtney Barnett, and before that you heard Orange by Spilt Milk Society. Courtney Barnett is one of my favorite artists right now. Fun fact about her, if you know Kurt Vile, she was inspired a lot by him, and then they became friends and made an album together, which is super cool. And something I really like about her is that, especially with that song, her vocals are just, like, really lazy. It's like she's not really trying to sing. She's really just telling a story. And I really like that. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of lazy music, just the kind of thing you listen to on the beach or just hanging out in nature. So, yeah, Courtney Barnett, super cool stuff.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Price is still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Save the earth, guys. Honestly, the fact that it hasn't been raining this month has really been freaking me out. So do what you can to contribute to the fight against global warming. Okay, so I just want to take this time to talk a little bit more about my show. So my main focus of this show is like indie music, feelings, music and emotion, that kind of thing. But I have a secondary goal as well. I'm a musician. I like to write a lot of music. I'm primarily a singer. And my goal, so what I do is I release music on SoundCloud, but it's like as a student and just as someone who isn't really involved in like the music industry, I don't really know how to like get people to listen to my music. So I was thinking, there's a lot of people like me who attend this university or just live in Vancouver in general. So my goal is to help build a community of local and student artists here. So I'm going to be doing interviews and promoting people's music and having, you know, having artists come on and talk about the meaning that their music has to them. So if you guys know any artists or if you are artists, let me know. You can find my contact information on CITR's website. So yeah, just email me there and we can work from that. All right, so the next song I'm going to play is called Mouthful by Pickle Darling. Something I like about this song is there's this voiceover in the background, which is something I would love to experiment with in my music making. And there's this kind of childish contrast of the music, like the instrumentals, and then an adult sounding feeling, an adult feeling portrayed by the angry yelling in the background. So you'll see what I mean, but I like the contrast between childhood and adultness in this song. So this is Mouthful by Pickle Darling.
Please tell me what you want. disguise yourself as a warm-blooded body.
You just heard We Get It Now by Kirsten Ludwig, and before that you heard Mouthful by Pickle Darling. So Kirsten Ludwig describes her genre as haunt folk, which I think is really interesting. I've never heard of that before. And I really like her because, well, first of all, that song is just beautiful, you know, but I really like her because her music is really vocally led, but it's still instrumentally interesting, which is something I definitely struggle with. But that song is a song that I daydream to, and it's like, it's just so sad, but it's lovely. So Kirsten Ludwig, absolutely wonderful.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
So the next song you're going to hear is called 2 Feet by Sam Lynch. Sam Lynch is from Vancouver, and she's one of my number one idols that I look up to for songwriting. And she's actually having a show here on March 7th with Murray A. Lightburn and Jenny Benai. So you should look that up. I'm going to be there. And so this song, 2 Feet, is one of my favorite songs by her. It's like a story, and the whole story takes place within 15 minutes, but it covers the scope of such a large amount of time with this person she's singing about. And it's just amazing writing. I really look up to her. So this is 2 Feet by Sam Lynch.
Quarter after 3, I mean you. A quarter to 4, leaving me with 30 chances to dance my way right out the door. I haven't seen you in years. I fear it's best we left it that way with you. It's always the same. Feet planted firmly, I'm truly feeling gravity. You and you walk in the room. Weighty words of halfway healing, I watch your eyes float to the ceiling, and I sink inside. Oh, with you. It's always the same. I moved to leave and it moves in me. The thought that I'd acted so carelessly back when you were at my feet. You caught my hand and you held me too close. Guarded man, an abandoned post, dancing toe to toe again. Eyes closed, I know you see me. I inhale and exhale you so deeply. You say you always needed me the most. And here with you, it's always the same. Oh, with me, it's always the same. Almost quarter to 4, I make the call, I grab my keys, I head out the door.
thoughts you can bend. Waking up with no regrets. And I know that it's hard to explain. Honest to God, I'm fine.
You just heard Sugarcoat by Kid Bloom, and before that you heard 2 Feet by Sam Lynch. Okay, Kid Bloom is my favorite band right now. I think their music is so sexy. Like, his voice is just very unique, and I feel like their sound is like 70s hippie vibes, but with a pop twist in there. And they sing about such sexy things. I just love them. Wow, yeah, Kid Bloom.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with 2 deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a 6th woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
So I'm a first-year art student here at University of British Columbia, and right now I'm taking this writing class that's required for my degree. It's called Words 150, and basically we have to write a research paper, and it's pretty much about whatever we want it to be about. So I decided to write mine about Spotify as a social media format. I haven't really done any research on it yet. That's just like the proposal that I have. But I'm really curious about the benefits of sharing music through a platform and then the simultaneous detriments of sharing it remotely rather than with other people. So I'm going to keep you guys updated about what I discover through that. And also, if you want to look at my Spotify playlist, you can find the link on my show's page on citr.ca. And remember, my show is called Feeling Sounds, and my name is Sarah. And yeah, the playlists are probably exactly what you would expect. There's like over 100 of them, and they're all focused on a particular feeling or situation. And then I choose songs that fit the vibe of that. So it's basically just like this show, but you can listen to it anytime. Yeah. Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is called The Follow Through by Young Heezy. Young Heezy is from Vancouver, and it's more lazy music, so it's like the vibe that I've been into lately. And one of my best friends showed him to me, so this is a great song. The Follow Through by Young Heezy.
I stay awake like when I was young. Can't close my eyes till I see the sun. And if you're still there by the time we hang up, something is up with affection. Wishing all my thoughts could match my actions. I could close my eyes to break the tension. Rushing around unfamiliar ground. My courage is sick, my stomach is shot. It's all in your head, at least that's what I thought. And I'll still be able till I scream and shout. I gotta get out of Vancouver. Montreal just feels a lot smoother. Rent is cheap and the air's a little cooler.
rushing around my new burial ground. Amazing, it takes him so long to acknowledge his own right. In hindsight, swallowed up in the carnage. Now I've won the freedom to do what I want to. I won't waste my instincts, persevere and follow through. Sunshine all over my face, and before I pass out into the days, my heart is replaced with sad emotion. Maybe love is better left unspoken. Maybe I sing to you because I'm broken. Now that I've found my original sound. Up in the carnage. Now I've
You just heard Blame by Calpurnia, and before that you heard The Follow-Through by Young Heezy. So Calpurnia is a teenage band from Vancouver. They're all pretty young kids, which I think is super cool. And Finn Wolfhard is the vocalist, and he's from Stranger Things. He plays Mike Wheeler, and he was also in the movie It, the Stephen King movie. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, Blame by Calpurnia.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So the next song I'm going to play you guys is called She Needs Him by the band Hers. And this is another very sexy band, another very unique voice. His voice is like super deep, but he still has a really large range, and I really like them. So this is She Needs Him by Hers.
My heart takes up all my strength.
You just heard Different Now by Chastity Belt, and before that you heard She Needs Him by Hers. Chastity Belt is an all-girl band, which is so exciting. I really like them. Girl rock. So next I'm going to play you guys Blue Flower by Sam Tudor. And so I have a hard time defining the genre of music, but I think this one is pretty folkish. He's from Vancouver, which is pretty cool. So Sam Tudor, Blue Flower.
There's no cracks for your fingers. You crawl to the window and try. It's just another glowing hole that you will never be allowed inside.
That was Blue Flower by Sam Tudor. So up next, I have Candy by Molly Birch, and that's going to be my last song. So I wanted to thank you guys for listening to my first episode of Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah, and you can find more information on CITR's website. So Candy by Molly Birch, I really like her because she has very deep vocals, and she says that she's been inspired by Billie Holiday and just the vocal era of music. So that's what's going to be playing next. And then after that, we have Synchronicity, which is the next show. And that is hosted by Marie Bernard. And it's a talk show about balancing your mind, body, and soul. So here is Candy by Molly Birch. And I will see you guys next Monday. Or not see you guys. I will talk to you guys next Monday at 11 a.m. Bye.
Why do I care what you think? You're not my father. Don't even bother, don't bother me. Why do I like how you look? You look like candy. You don't understand me, don't understand me. Don't come near me.